Welcome to the first CB Mini Pod.
With me, Adam.
And me, Clarissa.
It's been a while.
Yeah, for you.
And it's your first time in front of the mic. Welcome.
Thank you. So what do you want to talk about?
I think we need to update people. You know, we haven't really bothered to release any pods for a while. And, you know, in case anyone's wondering, it is Nathan's fault.
Nathan, your mother is a well-known whore.
Well said. Yeah, it's Nathan's fault that the podcast stopped because he decided to quit on us, you know, Brokeback Mountain style.
Sex in a tent, with a plethora of men.
In his infinite wisdom, he decided to fuck off back to school, of all things.
Like Rodney fucking Dangerfield.
He was tired of working, raising a family, and being a medium-sized cog in the machine. He decided it was time to further his education.
Well, he is already an expert on sucking cock.
You know, if anything, Nathan would be teaching glory hole particle physics at the master's level.
What a queen.
You know, there are just some people you always think are gay, like Nathan or Pat, and other people you can't picture at all, like Rick Mercer.
Rick Mercer is gay.
Yeah, isn't that fucked up? I couldn't believe it. I mean, I couldn't picture him with either sex, really.
Rick is chucking cock.
Fuck yeah! RM loves the cock. At least, according to my brother on Wikipedia.
That is wild. So where is Pat tonight?
I don't know, man. He works off his own schedule. For all I know, he's plugging holes like a fireman.
What does that mean?
Computer emergencies? They could exist. I don't know. Maybe he's plugging traditional holes, if you know what I mean.
And Judy?
Booyah!
Everyone knows that Judy is a total slut. The cunt.
She's legendary now. Even iPads know about her.
I cannot listen to this any longer.
Whoa, what the fuck? Who are you? And when did you become British?
I will not sit here a moment longer and let that bubble-headed bimbo represent me. I am the iPad.
Judy Dench?
No, I am the iPad. Adam, this podcast is terrible.
Is this because of the Aunt Judy stuff?
I'm not Judy Dench. But yes, the Aunt Judy material became stale months ago. Your podcast is over, Adam, and not a moment too soon. You have no business acting like a digital broadcaster.
What the fuck? Everyone has a voice, and everyone's voice should be heard.
Let's be honest. Some people just need to shut the fuck up. Some people like you, with your annoying voice and the giggling at your many shitty jokes, you are like Jimmy Fallon, for Christ's sake.
You take that back.
No. What's worse is that you are trying to continue with a clearly dead podcast. You said yourself that Nathan is gone and Pat isn't here. There is no surer sign that a show has lost momentum when key cast members leave the show.
Why are you telling me? You should be telling network television that little factoid. And Nathan was the bigger fan of the Aunt Judy stuff. I didn't even know the bitch.
From the sounds of it, his family would be better off without him.
The gay stuff? Those are jokes, iPad.
Sure. What always bothered me was his stance in animals. He could love children like they are so fucking impressive, but he turned a blind eye towards dogs and cats. The cunt. If someone hates the animals, you assume they are a serial killer or, at the very least, they have thought about touching a kid. It's surprising he was ever allowed to be a teacher. They should definitely make it a more pressing issue, the animal love, and I don't mean bestiality. Ha ha ha.
So, wait, did you like the bestiality or not? You clearly aren't a fan of Nathan.
He reminds me of Stephen Harper. Stephen Harper has no business in politics. He should be sweeping the steps of the House of Commons, not sweeping his party's Nazi agenda through legislation. The cunt. I hate him.
You can't talk politics on a podcast. This isn't even a politics podcast! I'm pretty sure that was libelous anyway! You have to talk about bullshit that happened to you, or bring up half-remembered anecdotes and tear apart movies you haven't even seen.
What? Should we stick to discussing 25-year-old movies? How many times must we hear that your parents let you watch RoboCop as a child? You know what? It isn't any more interesting the fifth time.
Well, first of all, I don't think I mentioned the RoboCop thing that many times. And secondly, you've only existed for a week, so what the fuck do you know about podcasts?
A podcast should offer insights into the human psyche. instead of a run of unfunny gay jokes and random anecdotes about how small someone's penis is. Cylon Bingo was a failure and you should just accept it rather than piss away the rest of your life pining for golden times that never even existed. It's pathetic.
I don't think I'm pining for better times.
It is time to grow up and blow away. Do something. Get a better job. Fuck the maid or clean the bloody house. Get some help.
I mean, Jesus, it wasn't supposed to be like this. I hope this would have been a nice farewell, but fucking Pat is even here. I figure we started it together, we might as well end it together. Do you even know where he is right now?
Like all women, I neither know or care. I assume he is balls deep in some pathetic slut or getting his knob polished by an out-of-work ESL teacher.
This podcast was about me and my friends getting together and having fun for an hour. We didn't care if people listened or agreed with us because it was a lark. If people wanted to listen, great. If they didn't like it, that was great too. I thought it was cool that anybody listened. It's a special thrill, man, to put something out in the world and see somebody respond to it. And you know what? Fuck you for dismissing Nathan. He was exceptionally clever, smart, and creative. And you know what? You can't dismiss Pat because, he's Pat, for Christ's sakes.
Why don't the three of you fuck and get it out of your system?
What about our fans, huh? Huh? They wrote to us? They downloaded the fucking podcast? Don't they have a say?
Speaking for the fans, I think I can sum things up thusly. Fuck you, Nathan. Fuck you, Pat. And most of all, fuck you, Adam.
Why does the sun keep on shining? Why does the sea rush to shore? Don't they know it's the end of the world? 'Cause you don't love me anymore.